This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Vote count results of 159 federal constituencies declared so far. Over 9.7 million votes counted under the proportional representation system. Squatters of Thapathali still on the streets against the Kathmandu metropolis. And the Western Indian state of Gujarat set to choose its next government in a two-phase election. Now, the news in detail. The vote count results of the November 20th elections to the House of Representatives and Provincial Assemblies continue to arrive. The results of the 159 federal constituencies have been declared so far. As per the latest updates, Nepali Congress has won 53 seats in the House of Representatives, while the CPN-EML has won 43 seats. The CPN Maoist Centre has won elections in 17 federal constituencies. The CPN Unified Socialist has secured victory in 10 federal constituencies. Meanwhile, Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and Janata Samajwadi Party have each secured victory in 7 constituencies. Similarly, independent candidates have won in 5 federal constituencies. The Loktantrik Samajwadi Party has secured 4 seats in the House of Representatives and the Nagarik Unmukti Party has secured victories in 3 federal constituencies. Similarly, the Rashtriya Janamorcha Party, the Nepal Mazdoor Kisan Party and Janamat Party have secured victory in 1 seat each in the House of Representatives. Likewise, in Province Assembly, Nepali Congress has won 108 seats, while the CPN-UML has secured victories in 94 provincial constituencies. The CPN Maoist Centre has secured victories in 54 seats, while the CPN Unified Socialist has won 15 seats in the provincial constituencies. Meanwhile, the vote count under the proportional representation in the elections to the House of Representatives and the Provincial Assembly is ongoing. The CPN-UML is leading in the ongoing vote count of the proportional representation system. According to the Election Commission, a total of 9,741,859 votes were counted so far. As per the vote count, the CPN-UML has received 2,627,234 votes, followed by Nepali Congress with 2,485,852 votes. Similarly, the CPN Maoist Centre garnered 1,121,712 votes, while the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has secured 1,082,788 votes. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party secured 556,386 votes, and the Janata Samajwadi Party secured 372,654 votes, and the Janamat Party has secured 328,274 votes. Chairperson of the CPN Maoist Centre, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, has said good governance was necessary for the country's development. Addressing a program organized in Kathmandu today at his residence at Komaltar by Gorkha Kathmandu Contact Forum, he opined that he contested the election to the House of Representatives from Gorkha as the economic revolution was needed to create a base for socialism. He expressed determination that he would fulfill the trust and responsibilities given by Gorkha folks. He added, education, health, tourism, employment for food sovereignty and modernization of agriculture in Gorkha were his priority. In another context, he further said dissatisfaction and frustration trying to emerge in politics should be addressed. Residents of squatter settlements on the banks of the Bagmati River in Thapathali, Kathmandu, have started a protest against the Kathmandu metropolitan city for trying to remove their settlements. Apart from protesting in front of the Kathmandu Metropolis office today, they also sat on a fast in Maitighar Mandala. Even today, they have gathered on the roads around the settlement and blocked the roads, burning tires. They raised slogans against Kathmandu Metropolitan City Mayor Balin Shah and demanded his resignation. The squatters have also demanded proper management along with their alternatives. The High-Powered Committee for Integrated Development of Bagmati Civilization has repeatedly issued notice to vacate the squatters' settlements. But after the squatters didn't move, the committee requested the metropolis to vacate the settlements. The situation became tense when the metropolis, in coordination with the committee, took a dozer to evacuate the squatter settlements yesterday. There was also a clash between the two sides. Security personnel of the metropolis were injured in the clash. The squatters demonstrated with homemade weapons yesterday. Now moving on to sports. The final group stage matches of the FIFA World Cup begins today. Four matches will be played in the third round of the group stage, with two matches in each groups A and B for today. Starting today, two matches in each group will be played simultaneously. Ecuador and Senegal will compete in Group A in a match that will begin at 8:45 p.m. Nepali time. At the same time, host Qatar and Netherlands will face each other. In Group B, Iran will face USA and Wales will face England in a match that will begin at 12:45 p.m. Nepali time. The World Cup features 32 nations divided into 8 groups and will feature 64 games. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The western Indian state of Gujarat is set to choose its next government in a two-phase election that begins on Thursday. Pre-poll surveys have predicted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, will win a majority of the 182 seats in the state for a record 7th time in a row, defeating the main opposition Congress Party and new entrant Aam Aadmi Party, AAP. Results will be announced on 8th of December. Analysts say the biggest factor in favour of the BJP is Mr. Modi's appeal among voters. Gujarat has a close connection with India's current Prime Minister. Mr. Modi was Chief Minister of the state for 12 years since 2002, and it was here that he polished his brand and strident Hindu nationalism, established his paradigm of development and his version of government that is visible in the several national policies. In the months leading up to the election, all major three parties in the fray have tried to woo voters by making lofty promises and thrashing their opponents. The Gujarat election will be held in two phases, on 1st of December and 5th of December. Russia has hit out at comments from the Pope that some minority groups of the soldiers have behaved worse than others in the invasion of Ukraine. Pope Francis told a US magazine that the cruelest troops are generally Chechens and Burats. He also labelled the Holodomor famine caused by the Kremlin in Ukraine in the 1930s a genocide. In an interview with America, a Jesuit magazine, Pope Francis was asked about his apparent reluctance to directly condemn Russia for the war. In response, he said he received much information about the cruelty of the troops. State-controlled news outlet RT reports that a Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova condemns the comment. As many as 4 million Ukrainians died in the famine in 1932-33 caused by the collectivization of farms under Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. The world's largest active volcano, Hawaii's Mauna Loa, has erupted for the first time in almost 40 years. The lava flow is mostly contained within the summit, but residents have been placed on alert and were earlier warned about the risk of falling ashes. The U.S. Geological Service has said the situation could change rapidly. Emergency officials say no evacuation orders have been issued and populated areas are unlikely to be impacted at this stage. Mauna Loa is the world's largest active volcano. There are other larger volcanoes, but these are classified as dormant, meaning they have not erupted for a long time, or extinct, meaning they are almost certain not to erupt in future. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the Province No. 1 and Gandaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim Province along with the hilly regions in the rest of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 8.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 21.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Vote count results of 159 federal constituencies declared so far. over 9.7 million votes counted under the proportional representation system. Squatters of Thapathali still on the streets against the Kathmandu metropolis, and the western Indian state of Gujarat set to choose its next government in a two-phase election. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.